Time for our weekly review of state news. In the race for governor, two candidates dropped out this week, and a former member of the Walker administration endorsed one of the governor's potential opponents. A high-profile sexual assault case has reached a conclusion, and Tomahawk High School is apologizing to its valedictorian after trying to edit her graduation speech. Robert Mentzer is a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
Well, in the last couple of days, we've got two Democrats running for governor now, not running for governor, businessman Andy Gronick and State Representative Dana Wachs. What are they saying about dropping out of the race?
So, I mean, there were 11 candidates for governor on the Democratic side, so the field was going to need to be winnowed. There is not enough public attention to go around or, you know, voter interest, donor support. It may not be incidental that they've dropped out right in the wake of the most recent Marquette polling release, which showed them without very significant support. They've decided not to move forward.
Yeah, we had Charles Franklin on with that Marquette Law School survey the other day, and this has been a challenge in this crowded field, trying to break through the noise, and apparently at least two candidates didn't do it. Does this mean maybe some of their support, you think, goes to the candidates they've endorsed?
Well, yeah, I mean, they've each chosen a favorite. Wachs endorsed Tony Evers for governor. Gronick gave his endorsement to Representative Kelderoys. And, you know, I mean, you know, it's a hard question. To me, Rob, one of the biggest takeaways of that Marquette Law School poll is that no one is really paying attention to the state races at this point. Like, they will. It's going to, you know, by the time we vote on this, people will be dialed into it. But it looked to me like in this race and to some extent in the U.S. Senate race, there were just the numbers were very soft. People's preferences were not really baked in. So sure, some voters could be swayed by these endorsements. I think that this is a race that has not yet really heated up.
Yeah, the biggest takeaway, I think you're right, among the Democratic primary candidates and the two Republican Senate primary candidates, most people just plain didn't know who they were, much less have a preference for one or the other.
Right.
So the primary is just a couple months away now. Do you see anybody emerging in either of these races as the front runner?
So, I mean, who knows? What do I know? I'm just some guy. I mean, by the polling now, Tony Evers, who is a guy who's been elected to statewide office multiple times, is ahead by a lot. But again, it's a bit questionable how much it really means. He's shown with whatever it was, 25, 26, 27% support. Kelderoys is somebody who appears to have a lot of support among the most active members of the Democratic Party. She's won this series of straw polls, including at the state convention. So far, that hasn't meant anything in these broader polls, but it's not really clear if that means that people won't come around or if it just means that people just aren't paying attention yet.
Also in the governor's race, Tony Evers, who you were just talking about, got an endorsement from a former member of Governor Walker's administration. Let's listen to a new online campaign ad.
My name is Ed Wall, and I was Governor Scott Walker's cabinet secretary for the Department of Corrections. We put multiple plans in front of Governor Scott Walker's staff on how to address the issues of Lincoln Hill, and they didn't want to deal with it. Scott Walker
completely mismanaged the issues of Lincoln Hills.
So what do you make of this ad? Ed Wall, former Walker staffer, left under bad terms, and Republicans have been emphasizing that. Is this a difference maker?
Sure. Well, I mean, one thing that it definitely does, it is a preview of how a Democratic candidate might seek to make Lincoln Hills a campaign issue. The abuses, findings of mismanagement at that juvenile prison probably will play a big role in the governor's race. Wall has an incentive to bash Walker on this, because he was, as corrections secretary, he had responsibility over Lincoln Hills. He resigned after the abuses became public, and he was fired from a different job. So, sure, he has a reason to try to salvage his reputation. He's also in a position to know a lot of stuff about how the administration manage that that crisis, that situation. So, right, I mean, I think there's a people may be interested in what he has to say.
One more note on the governor's race before we move on to another topic. Education seems to be shaping up to be a big issue. Governor Walker saying he plans to run as a pro-education governor. A possible candidate for the Democrats is the state superintendent of public instruction. We saw in those Marquette Law School polls a big shift. A lot more people saying they want to see money spent on schools. Do you see education as a big issue in the race?
Sure. I mean, if Evers' ad was a preview of how he might attack Walker, I think that this "I'm a pro-education governor" statement by Governor Walker is a bit of a preview on how he would run against Evers. Obviously, Walker oversaw big cuts to state's education budget during the Great Recession, but the state has added money back to schools since then, and it's not a big surprise that Governor, in his reelection campaign, definitely ran on adding education spending. But yeah, this is he's wanting to not sort of concede that ground politically.
Talking to Rob Mentzer from USA Today Network Wisconsin about some of the top stories in Wisconsin news this week. Moving on from the governor's race, Rob, yesterday a case that got a lot of attention last year came to a conclusion. A former UW-Madison student, Alec Cook, was sentenced after pleading guilty to multiple counts of sexual assault and stalking. What did the judge decide?
So Alec Cook got 3 years in prison. He is a serial rapist. I mean, these are cases that involve five different women. Before the plea deal, there were 18 other charges involving six more women than that that ended up being dropped, which happens in plea deals. Prosecutor said asked for almost 20 years in prison, and so the news that what he would get was 3 years was received with some controversy.
Right. What kind of reaction has that gotten?
So, I mean, this is right. I guess as I say, right, people think that is too light of a sentence. Cook is a white guy. He was a college student. He's from this rich suburb of Minneapolis. He's guilty of these monstrous actions, serial rape, and again and again and again, these awful details, and so I think that there have been, Senator Lena Taylor released a statement asking whether his race was a factor here, whether a black defendant would have been sentenced more harshly. For what it's worth, the state's Republican Attorney General also released a statement saying that the Department of Justice was disappointed in the sentence and believed that he deserved a much harsher, longer sentence as recommended by prosecutors.
And then lastly, Rob, Tomahawk High School is apologizing to a valedictorian over a disagreement on her graduation speech. Can you set up that story for us?
Yeah, this story stirred a lot of controversy over the last couple weeks. So it was first reported by the Tomahawk Leader and then by the Washoe Daily Herald and other outlets. But what happened was, the student Kate Christensen was one of the valedictorians at school, and she had turned in her written speech and was told that she would not be allowed to give it unless she made changes. And what was really remarkable, one remarkable thing was how, on its face, non-controversial the speech seemed. It mentioned the existence of race and gender discrimination, but really it was like it was all a call to all of us to come together and make a better world. And so a lot of people felt like she got a raw deal from her school administrator. And this week the principal released a statement saying that he had heard the community's response and it's sort of apologizing in the way of like an official statement and saying that that the school would continue to evolve in the future. So for whatever that's worth.
We'll leave it there for now. Rob, thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
That's Rob Mentzer, statewide living and storytelling editor for USA Today Network Wisconsin, with us for our weekly state news roundup.